Orioles and Astros. Fans wearing Yuli Gurriel wigs and t-shirts in hopes that the Astros will pull off the win. Let's take it to the bottom of the third. Jake Marisnik at the plate.
And it's a breaking ball, and that one's popped way deep to left field and gone. Four home runs now in his last six games for Jake Marisnik.
Top of the fourth inning for the Orioles. Joe Musgrove back on the mound.
How about that breaking ball? Throws Adam Jones on the 2-2 pitch. 2-2 pitch, called third strike. Swing and a miss. Evan Gattis throw. Great pick by Correa. Double play.
Carlos Beltran the batter. 2-1.
And Beltran drills this deep to right field, and you can kiss that one goodbye. Into the second deck. 2-0 Astros on Carlos Beltran's fifth home run of the year.
Talk about a guy getting around on a 95, 96 mile per hour fastball like that on the inner third.
Kim at third. Scope, the tying run at second. Rickard, the go-ahead run at first. Two outs in the inning. Outfield straight away, infield back. First pitch, and Machado lifts this one pretty deep to right. Springer is back on the warning track. Has room, makes the catch, a step shy of the wall. And how about Devo? Bases loaded, nobody out, and the Orioles, they get nothing.
Astros take this one 2-0. The Astros at 33-16 are off to their best 49-game start in team history. A.J. Hinch and the Astros able to come out on top against the Orioles as they win 2-0. Here's Hinch on the victory.
I mean, in those games, it is such a small margin for error. You know, we had a lot of really good at-bats. I thought we swung the bats better than the score is going to indicate. And I thought we made some critical pitches, obviously, when they did get a couple guys on base, and then obviously the Machado at bat was the big exhale as far as the difference in the game. It didn't feel any easier going into the ninth facing Davis and Trumbo and Castilla, but Giles came in and did his job. So from Joe Musgrove to winning the, you know, virtually every critical moment of the game, you know, we get out of here with a win. Yeah, you know, he pitched with a little bit of edge to him tonight. I thought he was all over the strike zone, which was one thing, and he usually is. But I thought the quality of his strikes was a step above, you know, where he's been when he's gotten in trouble. I thought his execution of his secondary pitches was a difference in the game. Against this lineup, you can't stay in a pattern, and you can't just feed him fastballs. His breaking balls were both pretty good. But the conviction he pitched with tonight was pretty special.
What was the worry factor when Devo comes in and bases are loaded?
Yeah, it happened fast. You know, they ambushed the fastball, Kim did. Then Scope hits the ground ball that you know, arguably the play of the game is Bregman keeping that ball in the infield. And, you know, being able to keep it first and second as opposed to first and third or even a run in just changes the dynamic of that inning. The misplay of the bunt, you know, was, you know, all in the span of, you know, I look up there, I think it was 12 pitches, 12 strikes. Devo done really nothing wrong and ended up in one of the biggest jams he's been in. The Smith strikeout was key because it got us a chance to get out of that inning with a double play. He gets the pop-up that wasn't deep enough to score him. And then the matchup everybody came to see, which is one of the best relievers against Manny Machado. And, you know, we won by 7 feet or so. No, I think it was, you know, when Gattis got the ball, he looked to third because the ball didn't go very far out in front. And it looked to me like he couldn't really find where Yuli was in first base. He didn't want to throw until he had a target. And Yuli was there, the runner's there. There was a lot of mess. I'd have to talk to Gattis. I didn't talk to him yet, but it looked like the timing of the play was mixed up because of the look to third where we thought we could get the lead runner. And when he chose to go to first, it disrupted a lot of the timing. So it looked like he couldn't see him. Then once he saw him, he made the throw, and it was too late. Yeah, I mean, it's the good version of him. You know, when he, you know, had a ton of energy on the ball. I think the ballpark had a lot of energy tonight. The fans were fun. The you know, Joe pitches with a quick pace, especially when he's in the strike zone. He looked like he was dictating a lot of things in the at bats. a lot in his favor. And you know, he always pitches with a little bit of energy, but I guess it feels a little bit better version of him when he's getting these outs quickly. And, you know, they really taxed him, you know, the middle of the game and then the last inning. But other than that, I think he was in complete control of the game, and that's vintage Joe Musgrove when he's good. Before we leave, one last thing is I did inform Centeno and Jankowski they will be optioned down in anticipation of activating McCann and Keuchel. So that those moves will be made tomorrow officially, but to the extent you guys talked to him in there today, they've been told.
Joe Musgrove goes 7 innings, allowing no runs on 4 hits while striking out 6 in Friday's victory against the Orioles. He evens out his record at 4-4. Here's what he had to say.
I've been doing a lot of work in between all my starts, really just trying to find out what that little missing piece is. And, you know, I feel like I found it this week. A lot of film study, a lot of work with Strami and some of the guys, and even talking with McCann and Gaddy. Just what they've seen on good ones, what they've seen on bad ones. I felt like I was more consistent tonight and able to kind of put the ball where I wanted to. I can't say enough about Gaddy tonight. He kind of made my job a lot easier just by, you know, having a good sequence and a good mix, moving the ball up and down, in and out. You know, I was kind of able to just go off of what he was doing. A few times I shaked on stuff that I didn't want, but, I mean, for the most part, I just followed his lead.
So consistency was a missing piece, you think?
Yeah. You know, I've had a lot of cut on my ball lately, and tonight I feel like I was able to get rid of that and drive the ball through the spots I wanted to. I was able to command both sides of the plate with the fastball, and, you know, that made it a lot easier for me to establish both sides where they can't really eliminate a side of the plate. And opened up the slider a lot. Changeup was good tonight. Really kind of had all my pitches there. So
looked like you were able to throw that slider and have them take it, throw a back door on a couple of the lefties, and really get that pitch working.
Yeah. Like I said, it's easier when I have a consistent shape to my pitches. You know, the location's one thing, but when I have a consistent shape to it, I at least know where I want to start the ball off. And you know, if I'm gonna miss, I know I can miss away and not miss middle. So that was kind of the key, was just getting the consistent shape back of the pitches, and then command is going to come. And like I said, with that little piece of the delivery that we were able to fix, it seemed to work out. But I mean, I'm really just kind of happy about being able to kind of get some of the trust back of some of my teammates and stuff. You know, not to say that they've, you know, been down on me, but you know, it's tough to go out there and put together bad outing after bad outing, and you know, feel like your teammate's not really confident going into that day. So, you know, I'm happy that I can put a good one out and, you know, hopefully continue to build off that.
Chris Devenski able to get out of the bases loaded jam in the 8th to help preserve the lead for the Astros. They would go on to win 2-0. Here's Devenski on his performance.
I just had to bear down and, you know, find a way to get it done. And, you know, we're on the same page there with Gaddy, and, you know, Reddick made that catch. And, you know, I know once he made that catch, there was no chance he was going to, you know, take off with the arm he has. Just trying to bear down.
How big was the strikeout at Smith, considering it, you know, opened up a double play possibility right there?
Yeah, big time. After that, you know, I knew that was in the back of the pocket, but, you know, it went, you know, fly out.
Machado, were you worried about that ball at all? You figured the park would hold it?
No, I mean, you know, he hit it pretty good, but, you know, I saw George going back and camping under it, so I knew he had it.
That's obviously a pretty tough lineup once you got to the top of it like that. Where, what was kind of the mindset there?
Just get them out. Yeah.
It unraveled pretty quickly. I mean, you were pitching pretty well, the double and a couple of infield singles. You know, what just you thinking you're kind of snake bit at that point?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, trying to breathe, you know. I mean, it's happening quick, but. You know, I'm learning from it, and, you know, I'll find a way to better myself and be able to help my team out.
You talk about learning. Do you think being able to escape that jam, getting out of it, will help you as, like, a learning experience?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it kind of helps me breathe a little bit now, you know, so it's always good things that come out of that.
Ken Giles notched his American League-leading 14th save of the year in the Astros' 2-0 victory against the Orioles on Friday. Here's what Giles had to say.
What we kind of going through your mind there?
Just being ready. That's all I was doing. I mean, I have full faith in Devo and Hollis' ability right now. And I mean, I had faith that he would be able to get out of it, at least unscathed with the lead, no matter what. So, I mean, I got full confidence, and I was just get ready just in case. Nothing too serious.
How locked in are you right now? So, like, this homestand, you've been pretty untouchable.
I mean, I'm just going out there and pumping strikes. I'm just going out there giving our guys a chance. I'm just there to close out games, reward the team for a W that they earned. That's all I'm looking for, and I'm just being there for my teammates, just making them make sure they have a good time at the end of the day and have a good day.
Game two of the three-game set will take place on Saturday. Wade Miley takes the hill for the Orioles. He'll square off against Dallas Keuchel.